Mr. Lou on this one, as well as Ami Faku. It's called Langazelela. 20 minutes after 10 o'clock on Rise FM. Only the greatest music coming out of this radio station. Thank you so much for choosing us. This hour is all things POV. We're also having a conversation with you. But it's World Pharmacist Day, and we celebrate people who make a difference in our lives.
When it sounds this good, we're here to stay. Why go anywhere else?
Listen to Rise FM. Love
it. Yes, sir. Rise FM.
We will be joined by Jeff Shen, who is a nuclear pharmacist, as well as Lee Stoop, who is a community service pharmacist. Now, first of all, I did not even know that there are different titles for a pharmacist. So this should be a very interesting conversation. But today we celebrate them because pharmacists are more than dispensers of pills. They are guardians of medication safety. They are guardians of accessible healthcare. They are educators and trusted advisors, and they play such a key role in disease prevention, improving health literacy, managing chronic conditions, and even responding during health crises. So we chat to them about, you know, what this day means and why we should be looking at them with more importance than we do. I mean, we kind of just go to a pharmacy to get medication, but never really think this person went to school for this thing and they know what they're doing. They know what they're talking about. They will give me the right medication for me, not for somebody else, but for me, that is designed to help me. So stay tuned. That conversation is coming up next. But, like I said, we're also having a conversation with you. Send us voice message on 072-885-7702 or at RiseFM 943. Do you think pharmacists receive enough recognition for the role they play in our healthcare system? And if you could say one thank you message to your local pharmacist today, who would it be? Tag them on our socials and let's see. Guys, again, welcome to the show. Thank you for coming. We are live on Facebook as well, so if you guys want to catch this conversation, that's where to go. Jeff, maybe let's start with you. A nuclear pharmacist. I've never heard of it before. It's quite interesting.
Yes.
So what is that?
So yeah, so nuclear pharmacy, basically we deal with radioisotopes that are sometimes artificially created, sometimes naturally as well, in the case of technetium. But we usually use it for diagnostic purposes. So we take a little bit of a radioactive isotope, and obviously it exerts radiation
okay.
in all directions. And what we do is we essentially inject it into a patient, and we monitor the radiation, and it gives us an image of different organs and disease states and things like that, so we can diagnose patients with a higher range of accuracy and almost like visually see where we can go from there.
I mean, for a very underappreciated profession, you guys are doing a whole lot. Lee, maybe let's get into what you do as a community service pharmacist.
Yeah, so community service is a compulsory thing that you need to go into. So I'm a very junior pharmacist.
Okay.
So out of university, once you finish studying, you go and do your internship first. That is at any place that is registered as a training facility, where you'll be working under someone that will actually check, are you doing everything according to legislation, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then after that, you do your community service year. Like obviously all other health professions, they do it as well. But that you learn to work more independently.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So, yeah, it's just an independent work in a government facility.
And as someone who's kind of new to the game of pharmacy, what does this month mean to you?
Well, Pharmacy Month is just, it highlights the importance that pharmacy play in the healthcare profession.
Yeah.
Just raising awareness that we are not just dispensers of medication. We are not just pill pushers. We actually a very accessible healthcare profession. We guide patients. We improve their safety and the treatment that they are taking. We advise a lot with doctors and with nurses. So it's just the support and the well-being of the community. community.
Mm-hmm. Jeff, yes. Do you guys have any challenges, I would say, as pharmacists that you guys would face on a daily that we patients should probably know about?
Well, yeah. From the outside, it doesn't look like we're doing much. It feels like we're just counting tablets. But we are trying our best to make sure that every patient gets the right medication. We're looking for drug interactions, contraindications, to make sure that patients are taking the medication effectively, safely, and especially for the right conditions.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a little bit of a waiting time, and I know people complain about long waits for their medication.
Yeah,
because I grab a tablet and off we go.
Yeah.
But there's a lot happening behind the scenes where we are doing a lot in terms of ensuring the patient's safety, because we are the almost the last line between a patient and the medication.
Yeah.
And we're basically the safety net to make sure,
Look, I love that you mentioned, how important it is for us to take our medication safely, efficiently. Are there any mistakes that we make even after you guys have given us the prescription?
Yes. So there's an issue with, I don't know if I can say this on air, but Dr. Google.
Right.
Yeah, there's a thing with Dr. Google. So with a pinch of salt. So Dr. Google sometimes gives you great stuff. Sometimes it gives you not so great stuff.
Yeah.
Usually, in most cases, the most simple answer is the right answer. But Google can lead you down rabbit holes, and patients usually end up taking things into their own, into their own hands.
Mm-hmm.
So, I can self-medicate, and they'll basically buy whatever they need over the counter. And
I want us to put a little bit of emphasis on that, because social media does play a big role in everything that we do. Maybe Jeff, you'll touch on that a bit later on, but Lee, the dangers of us going on social media are, I don't think people realize, very dire. We go on the internet and we search, oh, this is what's going on with me, I've got these symptoms, what could be wrong, what medication should I get? Do you think people are realizing how dangerous it truly is?
I don't think so, because a lot of time people will have home remedies for something, or they'll tell you, get this and this and this medication, you'll be fine. And they're not realizing that they're mixing probably the same thing,
mm-hmm.
and maybe they're going to go into an overdose, stuff like that. So we do see that a lot, where people take three different medication, but it all works exactly the same, or they all have exactly the same active ingredient, which makes the risk of overdosing much higher. And I mean, we are so accessible. You don't need an appointment to come see a pharmacist. Just pop in, ask them, listen, I'm having so and so and so, what can I do? We are very economics related as well, because you can tell me, listen, I don't have a lot of money, what can I do with these symptoms? And there's a lot of options that we can help you with. Or even if you don't want to take medication, but you want some homeopathic things, there's also, the pharmacist can also advise you, listen, you can look at this and this and this, if it suits your situation, if it suits the condition that you're in, then you can always revise to that as well. So we don't just have knowledge and say, okay, you must take this pill. A lot of the times we are against taking medicine, rather doing stuff naturally, stuff like that.
Jeff, maybe just add on that. Any advice to us who are very social media savvy and we were going on the internet and we're looking at our symptoms and thinking, I can just get this over the counter, but we might not understand what that can do to our bodies.
Yeah, for sure. Not saying that social media is wrong. Sometimes, there are very knowledgeable people that are on social media. It's just hard to know who's right and who's wrong,
mm-hmm.
and what's been fact checked. But we should, at the end of the day, always talk to a healthcare professional or provider, a pharmacist, easy, accessible. We're always available to the public. If you've got a family doctor, just to always be sure of, get all the information from every angle, if you will. Because we did study for this.
Look, at the end of the day, you did.
Yes.
You did. Guys, just before I let you go, you actually just mentioned family doctor. Can I have a family pharmacist?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, I can.
It's something that is very prevalent. A lot of families go to the same pharmacy, and it does make it really nice because then your pharmacist does know your medicine history. They do know your preferences,
yes,
stuff like that. And it also makes your treatment much more consistent. So you'll feel more at ease telling your pharmacist certain things if you have a relationship with them than just going to a different place at a different time.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, definitely. And we always love creating a relationship with patients as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Just before I let you go, a message that you guys might have to other pharmacists that are listening right now?
I guess stay strong, guys.
You make it sound like it is so hard.
Well, it's like it's 11-ish, right? No, it's still a long day ahead, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So stay strong. Lee?
Yeah, I just wanted to thank everyone for their services. I think a lot of us has a lot of patience with everyone.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's just keep on doing what we're doing.
Absolutely. Guys, thank you very much for coming on to the show. Happy, is it pharmacy or pharmacist day?
Pharmacist.
Okay, happy pharmacist day. And thank you so much for your service. You guys are doing more than we think.
Thank you so much.
Obviously. Iris, a big shout out to you. Thank you for coming, doing what you do best. You know what they say, content is currency nowadays.
Yeah.
It's just doing what she does best, besides being your boss.
Yeah.
It's Rise FM. Thank you so much, guys.